Welcome back to the program. Always great to have your company. Keep your texts coming on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. That Temper text number, 0433 98 11 16. We'll head back to your calls after Nathan Lyon has been good enough to join us. The Ashes, less than 2 weeks away. You can catch every ball right here on SEN Test Cricket. And the man has now played 100 tests. Can you believe it? 100 tests. Nathan Lyon has been good enough to join us. Welcome to the program, Nathan. Great to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
How have you found the build-up? Are you just keen to get the ball in your hand? Has it been a slow build-up? Are you getting a bit bored with it now? How are you looking?
Well, it's been a bit of a slow build-up for me because I've been waiting for this for about 10 months now. But it right up here in on the Gold Coast in quarantine, it's been pretty good. It's a pretty amazing feeling in the group at the moment. Obviously, the boys winning the World Cup and doing a fantastic job. And Mitch Marshall, I only saw Marshy down at breakfast just before, and he's still got the medal around his neck, still calling him, wanting everyone to call him Norm Smith. So it's all pretty interesting at the moment.
Do you keep an eye on what England are doing, what the weather's doing to them?
Yeah, well, I think there's about five of them about 100 metres away from us in quarantine, but we're not allowed to cross paths or anything like that. But, yeah, obviously keep an eye on what they're doing. I think they're trying to play a four-day game up here or a three-day game up here in Brizzy. But the weather's not been overly too kind to them at the moment, so I don't think they got any play yesterday.
No training crossover as well between the quarantining crews. How much training are you allowed to do? Is there a specific time that you can, or is it open slather and you can go whenever you like as long as you don't go out for a coffee after?
No, we're on a pretty tight time schedule. But we've been very lucky. So we're very grateful for the Queensland government and everyone else involved to allow us to get out in COVID safe conditions to get it out there and train and making sure our skills are up to speed. And our training's been absolutely incredible, to be honest. We've had centre wickets out at Metricon Stadium there, and it's been really good. It's been a great challenge between bat and ball. So, things are flying.
You've been around a long time now, Nathan. How come they never ask you to captain?
It's an interesting one, to be honest with you, because if I was to take on the captaincy, I'd have to hand over the team song, and I don't want to do that. So I'll let Pat and Stephen, these guys, take over the captaincy and vice captaincy, and I'll have the fun and I'll have the beers and sing a song.
How would you bowl yourself differently if you were captain?
I don't have to worry about that because I'll never be captain, to be honest with you. But how would I? I'd probably open the bowl in and just rotate the quicks from the other end.
How will Pat captain? I presume he's going to get the nod.
Well, to be honest, we've got really two good candidates in my eyes to take over the leadership in Cricket Australia. How will Pat captain? Obviously played under Pat last year in the one day stuff in New South Wales, and I thought he was absolutely exceptional. I think Pat's going to be very lucky. He's got a very senior playing group around him that he can lean on for help if he needs help. But Pat's a very smart man. He understands the game. He's the best bowler in the world. So I think he'll just go along just fine, if I'm being brutally honest.
So you are one of those people who want to put the rumour to bed that bowlers can't captain?
I'm actually really excited about this. I've been thinking about this a lot. Captains and vice captains have always been batters. So I think it's really, really great that we're going to, either way, if it's captain or vice captain, we're going to have a bowler's mindset there and a batter's mindset there as well. So I think if you join them together, I think it's going to be a pretty strong partnership together to hopefully guide Cricket Australia back to the top of the world cricket where we belong. So that's in my eyes. So I think it's pretty exciting, to be honest.
And you wouldn't have a problem, obviously, by what you're saying, if Steve Smith captained Australia, if Steve Smith got the nod?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with Steve Smith at all. I love Smithy. He's been a good friend of mine for a long period of time. We've played a lot of cricket together. So I think his cricket brain is very unique and it's very strong for the game as well. So both of them got my 100% backing and 100% support. So, as I said, I'll leave those guys to captain and I'll just have the beers and sing the song.
Well, if Cricket Australia is going to do what it says it's going to do, and that is maybe rotate its bowlers, there's a chance that both Pat and Steve Smith will get a chance to captain if Pat ends up missing a test.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I think if no injuries and the bowlers are fit, I think the bowlers are extremely intelligent, for which is unusual for fast bowlers. So it's, if they're feeling right to go, I think you play your best quicks. And obviously, I can't see you resting the best bowl in the world from an Ashes series. So, in my eyes, I think if Pat gets a nod from the Australian Cricket Board and he becomes captain, I think he'll be captain for 5 games, barring injury.
And while we're talking captains, the obvious question, would you have had a problem if Tim Payne captained you in the opening test?
No. I've got a lot of time and a lot of support for Tim. I love him to death, to be honest with you. And Tim made a mistake four or so years ago, and he's taken a lot of courage and owned that mistake. And I've got no dramas with Payne at all. I'm actually really looking forward to seeing him. And we'll go on from there.
And you all sound pretty excited that he's going to be playing in that first test, and you all sound pretty happy about that.
Oh, 100%. Now, Tim's done an incredible job for Australian cricket over the last 4 years. And I think it flies under the radar a fair bit, to be honest with you. And just from inside the changing room, he's extremely loved by everyone inside that change room, from the staff to all the players. So I know, talking on 100% from every bowler, you want your best keeper there, and Tim is the best keeper in the world in my eyes. So, well, I've got no dramas. I want him there.
And that is bottom line for a lot of people. He is the best clubman available right now. You believe that? Is it daylight second? Where do you stand with that? And is he the best clubman you've ever bowled to?
To be honest with you, he would be up there with the best club that I've ever bowled to be honest. I always go off bowling to keepers about the sound in their gloves when they catch the ball, and that's how I tell if they're a good keeper. Like, everyone can move well when they're a keeper at the highest level, but the sound that the ball makes when it enters Payne's gloves, it's music to my ears, to be honest. So it's him and Brad Haddin who are by far the best keepers I've ever bowled to. Payne is by far the best gloveman. And as I said, I'm just not talking about Australian cricket. I actually think Payne's the best gloveman in the world.
Talking to Australian superstar Nathan Lyon. A couple of quick ones, Nathan, before I let you go. How much research data do you do into each particular batsman you're going to bowl to? Do you go on gut feel on the day, or do you stick to the data as to where you have to bowl and what's going to be the best for you? How's that mix play out in your head when you get the ball in your hand?
I think it goes down. You do all your research. I was only doing, I dare say you can call it my homework this morning, looking at a couple of English batters. So I think you do all your homework, you do your study, you understand where the strengths are and where the weakness are. But then on the day, it's obviously gut feel, and if you do your work and making sure that you're well prepared, then you know where to go. So I'm pretty confident with where I'm at, where am I planning. We're pretty lucky we get everything given to us, and so it's up to the players to make sure they're 100% prepared and we're not leaving any stone unturned.
Any pressure for you to put it in the spots that the data tell you have to put it to, and the field is telling you it's set to put it there, or is there the opportunity for you to mix it up a bit and go outside of the lines?
I think there's definitely opportunity to go outside the lines and experiment while you're out in the middle, because you may see something. They may have changed. People are allowed to get better each and every day. So the English guys, they're no different. They're allowed to get better as well. So it's a different challenge. Cricket's a problem-solving game, and you got to think on your feet. So this data's all well and good. You can read it all day and all night, but as I said, guys are allowed to get better and they're allowed to challenge you as well. So you got to think on your feet and go ahead like that. But there's always pressure. You always got there's pressure in everything you do. You're the best people in the world that they cope with the pressure.
And you're 1 wicket away from your 400th test wicket. Who would you like it to be?
It doesn't really worry me, to be honest. Hopefully our opening bowlers do the nice thing and get a couple of early breakthroughs, and there'll be someone in the middle order, hopefully. But it doesn't really concern me. I just, as long as it someone out of that England batting lineup, it doesn't worry me at all.
And are we underestimating this England squad?
I think the press is. I don't think the Australian cricket team is underestimating the England squad. I think if you read the press and the media and everything like that, I think it's a typical Ashes build-up. Someone writes that the opposition has no hope in performing, but here in the Australian cricket change room and with inside the team, we're doing our planning. They are a very, very extremely well-respected cricket team. They've got some superstars in that team. So, yeah, I think the press is underrating them, but we're definitely not taking them lightly, that's for sure.
Hey, Nathan, I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a busy day, busy schedule. I'll let you get back to your research and a few other interviews you've got in line. But thanks again, and we'll talk soon.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.
Nathan Lyon, superstar Australian spin bowler, joining us. Back to your calls after the break. 1300 736 736, the open line for Werribee here. Back to your calls.